come up with a...
It's Thursday, April 11th. I'm here with my good friend, CJ Johnson. CJ, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm glad. This is our second take on the opening there. I forgot to hit record on your mic a second ago. I think I was subconsciously responding to the feedback we got last night at the opening party, requesting that you be edited out of the podcast completely.
That was by one person, CJ.
There's three people.
Well, they were all together, and they were drinking, CJ. There was a lot of drinking last night, I noticed.
There was. I navigated through the night soberly.
Good for you.
But I did notice that some of you did stay till 11 p.m., I heard.
Yeah, 11-ish.
Okay. 11-ish. Shut the place down.
Well, I felt bad because out the window I could see people walking up to the door, and there was the big sign that said private party, and then they would turn around and go and look dejected. So I felt bad for them.
Yeah. So
and
you
we
gotta...
had the one guy that came in and sat in the corner. Did you see him?
Did he really?
Yeah.
Rando?
Yeah.
Oh, good
for
him.
But I talked to him because I had done that once. I walked there one day and there was a private party, and I sat at the bar in the corner just where he was. And Sadie came up to me and said, you know, this is a private party. And I looked around and I said, well, I won't eat any of the food, but I'm just going to have my drink. So I respected that.
Well, it was a good party. It was a great way to kick off the tournament.
Everybody
we had about
wanted us to
60,
make a speech, but
60 guys.
We didn't do that.
Yeah, we weren't giving a speech at the time.
No speeches.
Yeah, you really don't want us
what
to
do
make a speech
right now.
What do
we have to say that we haven't already said?
Yeah, no. It's just going to be a whole lot of dribble.
How many guys do you think we had? 60?
It was about, yeah, 60 was about the feel I got.
That was about what I had on the RSVP, so that was good.
Yeah. We should also mention, I don't want to forget this, from our last podcast, we mentioned the Folds of Honor, and we had several people respond about the fourth spot. We did draw a name out of a hat, and as fate would have it, we'll be playing with Kenny Gates.
And that is fateful. But also, Kenny is a former Massachusetts State Police officer, and I remember Dave Lyon saying something about
their first
responders,
yeah.
So, yeah, so that was good. That's going to be a day, CJ.
Yeah.
That is going to be a day. I've already been working. I found a video of how to drive a Sherman tank, so I've already been practicing that.
That's good, yeah. I mean, after you indulge with our sponsor, the sponsors of the event, I think you're definitely going to need to be well-trained.
So do you think because they're sponsors, we're going to get all that stuff for free? Like, am I going to be drinking Bud Lights and Tito's for free all day long?
That might be the case. We may want to call them, and whatever they're bringing, they might want to double it.
That's going to be terrifying.
Yeah.
Who's our fourth, Ryan? Well, Ryan Marston's no slouch either.
Yeah. That's so, going to be a good team, I got to say.
Yeah, I assume it's going to be a scramble, right?
It's a scramble.
Okay.
So
not a big fan of scrambles, but if you only play one a year, I guess that's okay.
Yeah, it's for a good cause.
For a good cause.
Yeah, I mean, and we're going to be getting the chopper flyover during it and everything.
Yeah,
and it's really, the golf is almost secondary.
It absolutely is.
We're going to story every hole.
I was about to say, every hole you're going to get a story. It's like you, CJ, you're a storyteller.
I am.
With your other podcast.
Yeah, I recorded my first episode last week, and I'm excited to get it out. I got
so
to
you had,
editing.
It was an interview thing?
Yeah, I interviewed Richard Smith. He's a historian in Concord. He's a Henry David Thoreau and Walden Pond expert.
Wow.
Among other things.
Has to be, right?
Yeah, it was fascinating. And what I'm trying to get to with this is I don't want to just tell the same stories that everyone's already heard, you know. I learned about Henry David Thoreau in high school. I learned that he wrote Walden. It's pretty much all I knew about him in civil disobedience.
He lived in the woods.
So I was like, okay, it was just a line item in high school that I learned about him. But Richard was really cool. He was telling just great stories about him. He said that the guy was like this terrible lecturer because people back in the day, like people weren't going to movies or anything, you know, in those times.
Right.
So they go see lectures. That was like the thing to do.
So if you wrote a book, then you would lecture on it?
Or an essay or anything. Yeah, and so Henry, I guess Thoreau, when he gave his lectures, you know, you'd think if you're doing this for a living, you're going to be really dynamic and engaging. Thoreau would just kind of mumble while he's reading from his piece of paper as he's giving his talk. So,
but this is a guy who chose to live in isolation for like, what, a year or something?
Yeah, so I guess we shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, you get what you pay for when it comes to a guy like that. CJ, so we kicked off the season, or at least we hope we did, but we do have an issue.
What's the issue?
Have you looked outside?
It's raining again.
CJ, my prediction was May 1st for the course opening. I am now backing off of that. This is getting bad.
So I drove As I was driving up, I saw Brendan Driscoll in the middle of the driving range in the pouring down rain, hitting balls.
Well, he's
I'm a little concerned about him.
Well, I would say, you know, we had the trip to Innsbruck that you could not attend because you're bad back. And it was Ryder Cup format, and our team lost. But Driscoll was our MVP. I think he won every match.
Yeah, that's what
I heard. So Brendan played pretty well.
Yeah, he works out. He grinds, man. He's earning his scores.
But it was a great trip. Our friend Bill Kirker got sick and he was in the hospital.
I just heard that last night. That's sad, man.
I mean, we knew he was sick. We thought he was a little hungover as well, but it was serious. I guess.
Yeah.
He has diverticulitis or something like that, which is cannot be good. I've never had it, but it doesn't sound pleasant.
No.
So, you know, I assume he has nothing else to do with it. We'll be listening to the podcast. Well wishes to our friend Bill Kirker.
Yeah.
Who was supposed to be at the Masters this week and couldn't even go.
That might be a dent in his application to join the club.
Yeah, well, why would he want to go watch when he usually goes to play, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe they would have made him the marker on Saturday, Sunday.
He might have been. Sure, right. Yeah, if they needed one, right?
I would love to see Kirker out there just ripping transfusions and marking it with. Oh yeah, you told us something interesting while we were watching a little bit of golf that Sahith Theegala said that a lot of the players drink while they were playing in the tournaments. That's fascinating.
Yeah, not surprising. You notice they all have their own water bottles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen the water bottles these days. They're these massive things, and they're not see-through. So you can put anything you want in there, you know? I'm not surprised. There is so much. Think about the pressure and all that. And some of these guys, like, you know, you and I have had beers on the course. Sometimes it just makes you a little more mellow, and it helps you a little bit, you know, takes a little of the stress out of it.
Yeah.
So not surprised. By the way, every sport, I bet, has guys that are on something.
Yeah.
I don't know about basketball. Maybe hockey.
It's definitely baseball.
Baseball for sure.
To get through 162 game season in the middle of the summer.
I mean, basketball probably, even if you were on something, you'd run it off. Those guys, they work so hard for the 48 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I know that in the 70s, 60s and 70s, they used to take greenies, baseball players.
Nice.
They're basically amphetamines, they're uppers. So, I mean, it makes sense. You're paying your 105th game. What a grind of a season a baseball season is.
Yeah. Well, remember the Red Sox, the year they won the World Series? Supposedly they all took a shot at something before one of the games.
Oh,
and everybody was up in arms. I'm like, you think it's the first time they've done that?
Yeah.
No. So it's not a surprise at all, but you don't think about it. You know what I mean? We all do it, but you don't think about the pros doing it.
Yeah.
So we got the Masters on CGA. You hooked up your Hulu account, and boom, there it is. We're watching holes 4, 5, and 6.
I have a question for you about the Tampa trip.
Oh, sure.
What did you wear to Burns Steakhouse?
Why are you asking questions you already know the answer to?
I don't think either of our listeners knows the answer to this.
This was rather unique. And also, I fell on the grenade a bit. My friend, Angelo Libertini, did not pack anything other than shorts. And so when we got to the hotel, which was right across the street from Burns Steakhouse, I said, Ange, I'll wear shorts with you. We get into the hotel, we go to the bar, we get in the restaurant, we go to the bar, and Ryan Marston says to me, there's no shorts allowed in the dining room. I'm like, well, what the fuck is that? You know, excuse me, what is that? And then we come to find out there are no shorts allowed in the dining room. So this woman took Angelo and I upstairs to basically a dressing room where they had 8 to 10 pairs of suit slacks hanging on hangers that you could choose from and to put, like, you would just put them over your shorts, right? You wouldn't take your shorts on and put them on. So anyway, so she gives me a pair. She goes, these should fit you. And you go into the bathroom, and she gave me a size 34. I wear 36 in my shorts, and she wanted me to put 34s over my shorts. So I come back, I go, I barely even got one leg in this one. She gave me a size 52.
Oh, my God.
And
yeah, they look like crown pants.
Literally, that's what they were. But they fit over my shorts. And I had to walk around with my hands in my pockets just to hold up the pants.
Oh, my God.
And at one point, I forgot to do it, and the pants fell right down. So Ange and I wore suit pants with our golf shirts
okay.
to have our steaks. Okay. And then when we went upstairs for the secret dessert room, we were able to take them off. So.
All right.
It was an experience, EJ. Okay. Thank you for organizing socially, even though you weren't there.
I was there in spirit. I had picked up the phone to call in some cocktails for you guys, and then I decided,
we didn't need
them. Fuck them. Yeah, I figured you wouldn't need them either.
We, it wasn't a big, you know, we didn't have do a lot of drinking there. I think everybody, I think I ordered one drink. Some guys,
guys are probably wiped out.
But yeah, we were wiped out. But plus, you know, the food comes out pretty fast.
Yeah.
Because they want to turn you over. That's why you go upstairs to the dessert room, because they want to turn over the dining room.
Of course.
But so it wasn't a ton of time to drink. But yeah, we had the hotel we stayed at was very nice. We had a cocktail or two there. And obviously we went to Cabot beforehand, which, look, that Cabot is going to be great.
It wasn't ready yet, though,
right? No, a lot of construction. The course was really not mature. A big rainstorm blew in as we were playing, and we had to stop for a while. But it was still, you know, it was certainly great to see. And you can tell when it's open, it's going to be cool.
So, who ended up driving the van?
You canceled the van.
Yeah, but who did you guys not? Did you guys?
No, just we all had a bunch of cars.
Oh, okay.
I think those guys rented a car. I went. Kramer drove down. Yep. Angela had a car. Dean had a car. Everybody had a car.
Okay.
We had plenty of cars.
All right.
So, and then we went to Innisbrook. And once you go there, we went off campus once. Me, Angelo, and Dean went to what's it called? Longhorn Steakhouse.
Okay.
Which was good. We had a nice steak there.
Heard on.
And but otherwise, we ate just on campus there. You know, Innisbrook, some guys were disappointed. There was one course that was terrible. The South course is awful. And so awful that we played on it twice, just the way the schedule went. They gave us complimentary passes, one for Island and one for Copperhead, that we can use within the next 2 years, just because they admitted the condition of the South course was so poor.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
You know, I might go back there, I mean, in the right trip, and I don't think I'd stay on campus there, but the problem with the courses we played is they're really hard, and we haven't been playing golf.
Yeah.
If we all played those courses in September, you know, we might enjoy it more, because we probably played better.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but it was definitely worth the trip. But back to where we stand today, CJ, as I said, you tapped into your Hulu account. We're watching the Masters on TV.
We are, yeah. Our Masters pool is live.
Yeah, you did a nice job at that.
We're kicking. Looks like Bryson DeChambeau has been in the lead early. Yeah, Brochambeau. Yeah, not a guy that a lot of people like.
Did anybody take him?
Yeah, a lot of people took him.
Really?
Let's see. Yeah, he's tied. So we got five guys at 3 under. Eric Van Ruyen, Danny Willett, DeChambeau, Ryan Fox, who I took, and Byung Hun An, all at 3 under.
Yeah, you know what they call the guys that lead in the first 3 hours of the Masters? Who? So.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, means nothing.
Yeah, a bunch of guys haven't even teed off yet.
And I think today, you know, there was the rain, so it could soften those greens a little for today. Today you could see a 6 under or 7 under. I don't think anything higher than that. But then I see a lot of wind, and the rest of the week is going to be nice. So I'm guessing the scores are going to kind of even out. Probably a 15 under is going to win this thing, maybe a 16 under.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, nothing better than that. And those numbers are crazy.
That's right. I did.
That 300 or 400 would win.
Yeah, I put for Mark Nelson's pool, I think I put 15 under as the score for the tiebreaker.
Oh, yeah, I didn't do that one. So you had to guess the final, like the winning score?
As a tiebreaker, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right. So CJ, we have, obviously we have our tournament, and as promised, you did a great job putting together the flights, the schedules. We got this thing all locked and loaded, but the only thing we have not yet done is make our predictions, which is really the most important part of this.
Yeah.
You know, people need to know what we think of them.
Yeah, and we should add, I put up a form to put the match results in.
Right.
So that's on the Google Doc where the standings are. And so whenever you finish a match, because I went through my Google inbox and all these pictures of scorecards, it was just eating up all my storage.
I know. Wait, delete those. But
I
don't think a lot of people are going to do that, CJ. I hate to tell you.
They have to.
Is that the only way they can post a score?
It's going to come in and it's going to auto feed. It auto feeds into the results matrix and the standings.
All right. Okay. I know that you've got it automated. The user error is going to be on the player side on that one.
We'll have a decent chunk of stuff that comes in that's bad, but we'll be able to contact them and find out the real result.
All right. Well, we'll see early on because we have all of our main matches. So, CJ, the other thing is I may not have this, but I thought you said that you named the flights.
I did. If you go to the standings you look at standings tab, maybe you're in the wrong doc.
It might be in an old document. But any case,
it's McGavitt Cup 2024 standings.
What is the name of the first flight? Because we'll start at flight one.
Flight one is Scratch and Sniff.
Scratch and Sniff. That's the name of the flight.
Yeah.
That would have been a good name for a team.
Yeah.
So, CJ, in this flight, obviously we have the champions, who, by the way, have the lowest combined handicap in the tournament.
Yeah, that's going to happen when you win.
That's a bad thing. So I am not picking every hole counts to win this flight. In fact, I'm not picking every hole counts to make the playoffs.
Wow, that's bold. That is a good hot take. When you pick the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, no one gives a crap about that. That's a hot take.
All right.
So who do you think makes the playoffs?
Well, here's the thing. So I do think that Griffin and Sippet will make the playoffs again. They're a good team. Brennan's playing well. They're a good team. And I think they play well together. They actually, I don't know if you heard, they played as a team or as two teams in the X-Golf.
Yep.
Shameless plug from my client. Winter League or something like that. Yeah. Some league. And so they've been playing a lot together. What'll happen this year, I believe, is there'll be three teams from each division make the playoffs and then three wild cards.
Yep.
So Grip and Sip, it'll be in. CJ, I have to tell you, I hate to say it, but I think the Goodfellas are going to make the playoffs this year. We had a, now I'm not going to say an upgrade because you know I love my boy Ricky 2K, but Stutz can play.
Oh, Stutz is good.
And he certainly can play to that handicap. And what it allow us to do is be able to, just mix and match as we need to. Dean's playing well, so I'm going to predict us, and I'm not going to say 1, 2, or 3. I'm going to predict us to make the playoffs. And then, the last team I think is going to be the stroking off Mead. I think that Mead doesn't take these things seriously, but I think this year he's going to.
You've got gamers on that squad.
You know? I mean, obviously with Baldini there and all of that. So those are my predictions. Grip it and Sip it, Goodfellas, and stroking off me.
Okay.
Making the playoffs. Now, there could be a wild card that comes from there, but we can't do that. You, CJ, what do you got?
I like Grip it and Sip it as my early favorite to take the whole thing.
To win the whole thing? The
whole thing. Team.
CJ, we just had a malfunction. The minute you said that you predicted Grip it and Sip it to win the whole thing?
My computer freaked out and crashed. We were just down for about 10 minutes. I had to restart. Just, oh my God. My computer did not like that prediction.
And that entire time that you were rebooting, I was wondering why you even said that. That's a bold prediction, CJ.
That's a sign.
Yeah, it's obviously it's not going to happen, but wow.
My other two, Dukes of Hazzard. Is a new team.
Yeah.
Patrick Morley, yeah. Sacco, Dear Bakerly, and Courier. I think he's going to have a good year. I think to me, I like stroking off Mead. I do like that team a lot. So those are my three from the flight.
Okay. You obviously didn't pick me, but that's fine.
Yeah.
We have an audience, CJ.
Oh, my goodness.
We have a legend in the house,
the man himself.
Has he ever been on the podcast?
No.
Oh, my
God. Well, we should memorialize him just in case, Ricky 2K O'Shana.
He's Ricky, in the house.
How are you today?
I'm good. I just wanted to see if you guys are really real, and you are.
Yeah, he's a fan. He's a fan.
He's when I mentioned both of our listeners, Ricky's one of them.
Yeah, he listens to us in his basement, though. That makes me nervous. So, Ricky, how's the golf game?
It's going to be the best year yet.
Wow!
No longer thinking about distance.
Am I paired with you in any tri matches?
Yes.
Nice. Are you paired with CJ?
Both the games that I'm captaining.
Nice.
Are with me.
Me and 2K, I don't know if you know, CJ, we...
You guys won big last year.
We won by, what?
The biggest.
Nine holes or something? Ten? Yeah.
There hasn't been a crazy win by nine yet.
Still crazy. Not as legendary as Ricky going on the road and taking on two by himself and winning.
I agree.
By a lot.
Ricky's...
No, by two, but after...
Oh. That's still a lot.
After seven holes, I was up by six.
That's incredible.
Have we ever thought about renaming the TWI the 2K?
We should.
Yeah. It could be a memorial thing.
Yeah.
All right. So,
thanks. But,
Ricky,
I don't do
it's great to see you. We're in the middle. Oh, I can't tell Ricky what we're doing. He'll be upset.
I'll close my ears. Go ahead.
No, you can. You're welcome to stay, and you can chime in as you'd like. We're going through the teams in our tournament. I don't see your name here anywhere.
You didn't pick me. You went.
Oh,
you
stop
went
Mr. it!
Stux
you told
of
me.
Me.
You told me you were having foot surgery.
Well, I canceled it. To be
all
with
right.
you,
CJ. Where are we? You made your picks.
Second flight.
He's got. Tuka's got me all flustered.
That's all right. I can get you back. You've never been known for your coherency, so I don't think it's going to be a surprise.
Although
to anybody.
I'm completely sober today. CJ.
That's weird.
One last thing before we move out of scratch and sniff flight. Your dead last place team.
I'm going to have to go Goodfellas.
Okay, well, I set you up for that. Yeah. I'm going with Karma as a bitch. Because they're in the wrong flight. They're in the wrong flight. So, all right, what is the name of the second flight?
Steelers Wheel.
Steelers like the Pittsburgh Steelers?
No, Steelers Wheel is a band that had one hit. You've heard the song Stuck in the Middle with You?
Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah.
See, you're a big music guy. I don't know that stuff.
Well, Steelers, I mean, if you ever... I know it because, you know, I grew up with Quentin Tarantino films, and the soundtrack to Reservoir Dogs was legendary. Steelers Wheel, Stuck in the Middle of You was featured in one of the most gruesome scenes.
Yes, that's when he cuts out the guy's ear.
Cuts out the guy's
right?
ear.
Yeah,
but Stuck in the Middle with You, see, they're the middle flight.
The guy they had never had another hit.
Not that I know. I've never heard another song by them.
All right. You would know better than me.
We've got some solid teams here. A lot of movement. Teams that were in the first flight last year came down and vice versa. My picks, top three teams in the flight. I'm picking Four Balls to win the flight.
Wow.
We got the two
Look
couples.
Look at you, so woke, CJ.
Yeah. No, they got the best players. And I will take Draw Shank Redemption. Very solid team from last year. A lot of guys were very consistent. And they added Mark Shields.
Yep.
So that's they're a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
My third team, I can't pick against the Della guy. And Hammer, so party
way,
for
the,
four.
The plural was there last night at the party.
They were, yeah.
No 2K at the party last night. Where were you two? You were invited. He's not talking now.
Yeah. Left more for you to eat.
Okay. CJ, I am not particularly thrilled with your picks. I am going to go, I do like Draw Shank Redemption. I'm going to go with them. I think Mark Shields brings an element there. He really should be in the first flight, but like Diggles and Winchell, they'll drag him down a little bit. I like Three Guys, One Rod.
Yeah.
I think they were in the first flight last year.
They were.
And I'm going to go ahead and agree with you on Four Balls because Raquel Samulia can play.
Yeah.
And my guess is she's going to beat some guys outright
in
this
sure.
group.
Yeah.
So those are my three picks. Who's your last place team in this group?
I know who yours is. So we did invite Doyle again to be a guest on the podcast.
CJ, he declined. I sat again in the steam room with Patty Doyle and told him to come and do the podcast, and he gave the standard stock response. I'll try to make it. I'll see what's going on, you know. And once again, not here. By the way, 17.3, that's a vanity handicap for Patty Doyle.
Oh, he needs to come on here to defend himself.
They got this guy, Andrew Lilly. I hope he knows Pat Doyle and isn't just shocked when he plays with him one day and says, oh, my God.
No, this
Wait, we have to say goodbye to Ricky 2K. Where are you going to? Is he going to work out?
I finished working out. Going to do some reading.
You look fantastic. What are you reading right now?
The Scott Turow book.
Nice. Suspect. He's a lawyer.
Oh, he's great. He's great. Yeah. Just read four of them.
What was the first one he wrote that everybody loved?
Burden of Proof.
Burden of Proof.
Presumed Innocent.
That's the one.
Innocent.
Wow. You're a fan.
And Sins of Our Fathers.
All right, 2K. You look fantastic.
You guys are looking and sounding good. Take care.
That was a good guest drop right there.
Gotta love it. Anytime.
I mean, come on.
See Rick,
2K?
It's smile on my face.
I still say we renamed the twi.
I think that's an excellent idea.
All right. So did you pick someone last in what's it called? Steeler Wheels?
Steeler's Wheel.
Steeler's Wheel.
Man, I have a tough time with this one. I'm gonna pick the Hazel Rockets because I think there's just bad juju with that name.
Yeah. Well, you just picked against your fault. You picked against honor. Dave Lyons is on that team.
I know. And
all right, I'm just saying. Well, he's very busy, you know, helping veterans
on,
around the
so
country.
He's not gonna have time to work on this
crappy golf thing.
Yeah.
All right, CJ, the last third flight. What's the name of the flight?
Hot Garbage.
When you say that, I imagine that in my head. Like, what does Hot Garbage seem like to me? And I remember being on the streets of New York in the summer one time when they had a trash man strike.
Oh,
that was Hot Garbage. My God. And that's about what we're looking at here. So I guess I'll go first, CJ. I believe that... I hate to say it, but S&M times two will make the playoffs. I think that WTF is going to make the playoffs. They had a flop. They flopped out Hey Ducky and put in Marty Gomez. So that'll be interesting. And I'm going to take, once again, I know it sounds trite, but Locker 91, because those guys made the playoffs last year. They seem to have something going on. Johnny Bassett played very well down at down in Innsbruck, so that's my three.
Yeah, we're trying to schedule our match with Locker 91. Already having some scheduling issues, so we're really starting the year off right.
How's that possible? You go, yeah, May what? Has 31 days and you have four guys. How is that possible?
I
just don't even understand that.
My picks, I work hard, swing harder is gonna make the playoffs, just because if Klimkowitz can call in a suspension, whatever he's got to do,
right,
to get through the flight. So you know he has that power for a reason. He should wield it as corruptly as possible, in my opinion.
He also is the lowest handicap in the third flight. What's he doing in the third flight? He's gonna be miserable. He's gonna be miserable in that flight.
I mean, that team is good, man. Like Klimkowitz is good. Eric Wynn played against him last year. He's really good. He can play to that handicap, so they're going to be a tough out for anybody. Tremendous Slouch just made the playoffs last year. I got to go work hard, swing harder. S&M times two is going to make it because they're going to, I think Marston and Shortell are going to cover for Straley and Melander just enough.
I'm stunned that Straley has a lower handicap than Melander. I didn't even know Straley was still a member. I don't remember the last time I saw him.
Does he still not want to hit putts?
Yeah, that was the day I played with him was the most extraordinary thing I ever saw. Well, he goes, walks up to 8-foot putts and like taps them like to gimmies and doesn't care if they go in or not because he can't putt them. But I helped him with that.
And
I thought I did.
Yeah, I gotta go Locker 91 as well. So yeah. Locker 91, Work Hard, Swing Harder, and S&M.
So if Klimkowitz plays against, what did we say was our max? 26?
26.
And he's, I assume he'll be a 6 or a 7. He's going to give someone 20 shots.
That's a lot. Yeah, once you get into the double pops.
We met one of the high handicappers yesterday. Greg Chittum came to the party and met him. He's he's one of the high guys here, along with your buddy Ring, and like Matt Dallas. There's some hot garbage here, CJ.
Yeah. Who's your pick for last?
Wow, that's a tough one. I think I find that there's value to experience, so I'm gonna pick the new guys. Party of Four. Eric Rojas. I mean, David Saviano is not new to the club, but he's new to all these guys are new to the tournament, Martinez and Poulton. If you don't know how to grind for this tournament, you're not gonna do well.
Yeah.
So there we go. So I am not prepared to pick an overall winner. Don't say who you picked or
it crashes the computer.
It's gonna crash again. Yeah. So you know who you picked, and I'm not gonna name that person or those people. But I don't have – I would tell you this. I think that there's a chance that the winning team will not come from the first flight this year.
Of course there's a chance.
No, but I mean I think there's a better than average chance.
Okay.
So I just – I'm feeling like there's a bigger spread on handicaps than there was last year. And a lot of guys are going to get frustrated when they have to give up a ton of shots. Yeah. A lot of guys don't like to play that way.
Yeah.
So that way, that's it, CJ. That's what we got.
For the first time in my life, I'm gonna find myself in the position of giving up a lot of shots.
You're gonna be giving shots. Your fault for chasing that single digit handicap.
Yeah, it's biggest regret.
Now that thing, you might as well get it tattooed on your arm because that's what it is.
Damn it.
We did talk to a lot of people last night who have already scheduled at least one of their matches. That's good. And I haven't done mine yet, but I'm going to get on that probably today and send out some emails. But, yeah, looking forward to it. Hopefully, we don't have to restructure these schedules because of weather. But, I mean, who knows at this point? Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, maybe we can do one of the matches as a fishing tournament instead of instead of golf. But let's hope we get it done. CJ, anything else? Did we not cover something?
That's it. I think that's a good podcast. We've had two sets of technical difficulties, so I think we should probably just call it while we're ahead.
Yep. We got Folds of Honor coming up. We'll certainly have a podcast before then.
Yep.
My guess is our next podcast will be maybe opening day, May 1st. That would be 2 weeks.
We'll see. I do, speaking of Folds of Honor, I forgot to mention to either of our listeners out there that they are still looking for volunteers to help out with the event. So I don't know if that's a good opportunity for members or even their kids to maybe help out with some of the reception and just getting things taken care of.
Both my wife and daughters said they want to volunteer.
Great.
So I think there'll be a lineup, particularly members, and the Shattuck members, out the door wanting to volunteer, just so they can be a part of it.
Outstanding.
So, all right, CJ, final thought. If you haven't watched the final season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, I think CJ and I both encourage you to do that. It is fantastic. All right, CJ, great podcast today. Appreciate your fixing the technical difficulties. Sign us out.
Peace, love, recycle, reciprocals.